as society spins out of control in uncertainty and moral chaos, people are looking around for answers. The government is powerless to help us as people are dropping as flies from a sweeping pandemic. The church has answers, but she has no power, as the church is in the grip of dead formalism. Our only hope is a heaven-sent revival. Psalm 18:1 declares, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. This little verse is a powerhouse, as it is the summation of the Christian experience. Number one, I will love thee. Love to God is first and foremost the top priority of a believer's life. The parallel verse to this is found in Matthew 22:37, where our Lord refers to the first and greatest commandment. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Number two, I will love thee, O Lord. The Lordship of Jesus Christ is central to a believer's walk with God. To have a life of consistency, one must surrender to His Lordship. The parallel verse to this is found in 2 Corinthians 3:17, which states, Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. This can be understood, where the Spirit is Lord, that is, where He is given His true deity and sovereignty, then there is liberty. God can set a person free from the proper understanding of that verse, to gladly yield all I am and all I have to Jesus as Lord is the key to victory in the Christian life and the fountainhead of all revival. Lastly, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. It's an outright acknowledgement that apart from God, we can do nothing. The parallel verse here is John 15:5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. That means, apart from God, we can do nothing impacting or lasting for eternity in regard to our fruit production from a life lived unto God and His glory. Well, there you have it. The fountainhead of revival is our love to God, and we need revival when our love to Him wanes and goes cold. A spiritually cold church is an icy blast to a lost world, and a spiritually cold church is a dead church that needs life. The need for revival in our day is enormous, as it is our only hope in these desperate days in which we live. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Let us pray.